Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Leo Wells. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bud Sketchley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colaway. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Turner and he is out, Colaway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. DeSoto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene DeSoto's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSoto strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Turner reaches second base with a double. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts and there's an error on the play. Turner scores. Rigney moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to third. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Moses reaches second base with a double. Rigney scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sketchley moves to third. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0-for-1 in the game. Mac hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sketchley hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Kennedy moves to second. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 2 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Fleming moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack is walked intentionally. Buster Mills pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fleming scores. Boudreau scores. Mack moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball towards left. Hoag catches it and throws to home to double up Mack. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Otto Denning now catching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sketchley hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive towards first. Fleming reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.